Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Kakos reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Graham, and towards Pretty, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kakas hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Graham moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Graham moves to third. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Garver juggles the ball. That's an error on Garver. Doby scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. Boudreau moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Farrick now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kakas strikes out. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan to Boone, and Dillinger is out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreaux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Graham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.